All right, we've got about 5 to 6 weeks to go before session comes to a close. Still lots of things on the table, whether it's unemployment insurance or property tax caps. Any idea how much of all that's going to get through or any of it? Or what's your thoughts with 5 weeks out?
Well, we already passed property tax caps. It's the law. Nobody's about to change that. I think with the unemployment insurance probably got knocked off its rails. I understand the governor had called. There was a Bosma after we thought we had an agreement. And as you know, that became politicized in the House. And then recently the Senate came up with another bill, but it knocks tens of thousands of people off unemployment. So I don't know if it's the disunemployment bill or not, but we're going to have to try to get that done. But I think that looks like a tough sell. But if we don't, the federal government will do it. And that seems the way they might have teed that one up. The others, of course, are real constitutional responsibility, and that's doing a budget. And that is the only responsibility we have during this particular session. That looks tough, too, right now, except we've got manna, not from heaven, but from Washington, D.C., and I just think it puts us in a false sense of security, but that money is available. I recently went to a leadership conference on the stimulus money. It seems like every state is sort of taking a break and saying, hey, we're going to use that for our budget, and that's probably what every state's going to do, including Indiana to some extent. So I think the budget could get done so we could achieve our one responsibility under our Constitution.
When you talk about the unemployment, what the Senate did, what are some of your concerns? They did raise, at least in the short term, raise the amount of unemployment people get, but it sort of gradually phased down. The Department of Unemployment, Workforce Development gave people like an extra time of unemployment, but you got to take the first job that comes along, as long as it pays at least minimum wage. What are your thoughts on some of those specifics?
Well, we're going to review those if they ever get over here. But the one thing that struck us the most was that they increased the number of people that aren't eligible for unemployment. And that's why I think you had the big crowd out there. We'll see what they do. At least they tried something. I have to give them credit for that. But I just think that the fact that the governor didn't get engaged earlier has hurt the whole process. But actually, when he did get engaged, he sort of knocked it off its wheels for a while. Right now, to give a point-by-point critique of it, it's not the proper time. We'll do that in conference committee if we get there.
Before I let you go here, because you've got a ton of things to take care of, one of the things that's also sort of out there I've been trying to figure out is sort of what does Pat Bauer want? What does the speaker want to see?
Peace.
What does the speaker want? Because if you look at something like a property tax cap issue, let's say that doesn't get taken care of until next year, that can become sort of a campaign election issue. With government reform and the tax caps kicking in and declining property values in Indiana, those guys are all going to be strapped for cash next year. So I'm trying to figure out sort of what does Pat Bauer want? What's the end game? Where is this all going?
Well, you just told about a dilemma that may be created by some of the things that you talked about before, and I think that's a pretty good analysis. If some of the things that get through that some of my colleagues in the Republican Party are hammering for, then we're going to have to figure out how we pay police and firemen in this state because there won't be enough money for it, and we're going to have to figure out how we do some of the services. There's no question that people will want those public safety services. I think they'd want some of the other services that are provided. I guess balance is what I want, and that's what this whole thing is about. You can demagogue an issue to one extreme, but let's say the elimination of property tax. But then, how are you going to pay for things like fire protection, body protection in the case of police? And other kinds of protections and services. And that's what you have to work here. It takes balance. And that's why you can't just get up and scream and holler and put up signs attacking people. You have to sit down and deliberate and come out with a balanced program.
But is that where government reform comes in, maybe alleviating some of those problems for next year?
I really think that the government reform was dead on arrival when it came over here because it wasn't there. For instance, just give you one example. There were no trustees in the so-called trustee bill. they didn't eliminate any of them. And I don't know what you would call it. Maybe you call it an advisory board bill or some kind of other bill. And I just think that that's going to take a study by the legislature, not some outside group that is unelected and doesn't meet with the people every 2 years or every week, actually. Have you heard about they call them third house or whatever they call them? So I think that that's going to take balance. I think there can be, as we have done before. We, together in a bipartisan fashion last year, did consolidate, if you will, the assessing system to a great degree. That was one of the major requests, if you will, of the unelected group that advised that they wanted some reform. The other major reform we did, that all bodies that deal with property tax now have to go before an elected body. They can't just be an appointed body that does it. Eventually it has to be an elected body. And that was one of the suggestions by that unelected committee that was suggesting things to us. And the third major thing we did is we took property tax off of children's welfare. Huge. Those are huge. So I think there will be some other, if you call them, reforms in the future. But I think they have to be balanced, and they have to have both the House and the Senate doing them. You can't send us over a skeleton from the Senate and call it a body, because there was no flesh on that. There was no substance on it. So I think, though, we can work together. But right now we're focused on the real deal. The real deal is trying to get a budget, and it's also to do our own stimulus. I think the Senate's going to help do a state stimulus, which is a great thing. And I think this, both the Senate and the House will work together, as we have many times, to do a good budget.
So you feel good about where you guys are right now?
Yes, I do.
All right, Mr. Speaker, always a pleasure, sir. Like your tie, by the way.
Ditto.